This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavuah Masechta Yevamos. Tonight we're learning Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph. We're going to start from the Mishnah on the bottom of Pei Hei Amud Beis. We're going back to a sugya we discussed about 20 blad ago, namely the subject of when an Eishes Kohen or a Kohenes is allowed to eat Chuma. And the Holy Mishnah says, Bas Yisrael Mu'rasas L'Kohen, the daughter of an Israelite that is engaged to a Kohen. Now, Midai Raisa, a Bas Yisrael who's Mu'rasas to a Kohen is allowed to eat Chuma. She is Kinyan Kasboy. However, because we're afraid she's going to go and bring her Chuma back to her dad's house, we do not allow her to eat Chuma biblically. Or Mi'uberes Mi'Kohen. Let's say she was married to a Kohen, and she's no longer married to a Kohen. Let's say the Kohen died, but she's pregnant, but the child was not born. She also cannot eat Chuma. Or Shomeres Yavam L'Kohen. Let's say she's married to a Kohen, the Kohen died, she has no children, she falls to the Kohen's brother. So in all of these cases, she may not eat Chuma. We'll see. V'chein bas koyhein li'Yisrael, the daughter of a Kohen to Yisrael, who merely is mu'ureses li'Yisrael. Lo yitoycha b'tshuma. Cannot eat Chuma. Or, by the way, bas koyhein mu'uberes Mi Yisrael, or Bas Koyein Shomeres Yavam Li Yisrael, also cannot eat Chuma. Okay, the Mishnah lists a bunch of other cases. Bas Yisrael Mureses Levi, a Bas Yisrael who is Mureses to a Levi. So just imagine a case, a regular Jewish woman who has Kedushin to a Levi. Mu'uberes mi Levi, is pregnant from a Levi, Shemeres Yavim a Levi, or v'chein bas Levi li Yisrael, or the daughter of a Levi to Yisrael, loy toicha b'maser, cannot eat maser. Now that's a whopper. Why can't she eat maser? You don't have to have kedusha to eat maser. Maser is chulin. Maser doesn't have kedusha. Only truma has kedusha. Maser doesn't have kedusha. So the Gemara is going to ask, as Rashi says, that Zara Gufa mi lo yachla b'maiser, a regular Yisraelis is allowed to eat maiser. In other words, you could eat in a restaurant. Let's say the restaurant says this is under the Vada Rabbanim of the moon, and we serve maiser here. Anyone could eat there. So the Gemara is going to ask that question. Bas Lev, so that's sort of case number two. Again, case number two is Bas Yisrael Mureses Alevi, Mu'uberes Mi Levi. She's has Eris into a Levi, she's pregnant from a Levi, she's awaiting the Yibum of a Levi, or V'chein Bas Levi Li Yisrael, the daughter of a Levi marries Yisrael, Lo Yisaycha B'maiser. Bas Levi Mu'ureses L'Kayin, the daughter of a Levi, that is Mu'uras to a Kayin, Mu'uberes Mi Kayin, she's Mu'uberes from a Kohen. So again, a Bas Levi that is had Kedushin to a Kohen. She is pregnant from a Kohen. She's a Shemeres Yom L'Kohen. V'chein Bas Kohen L'Levi Lo Yitoycha Lo Yibit Shuma V'Lo Yibit Maser. Cannot eat Shuma and cannot eat Maser. Now I understand why they can't eat Shuma, but why can't you eat Maiser? So Rashi explains, Chuma is basically, she can't eat like in the first case. However, Maiser, the Gemara will have to explain. So now the Gemara immediately jumps on case number two, namely why Abbas Yisrael Lelevi cannot eat Maiser. Says Gemara, Vetehe Zara, let her be like a regular foreigner. Milo yachla b'maiser, doesn't a zara eat maiser? Why do we say in case two, Bas Yisrael mu'ureses l'levi, Why? Let her be like a Zara. Zara eats Meiser. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Rav Nachman said the name of Shmuel. Hamani Rameir he. Who is the Tana of this Mishnah? The Tana of this Mishnah is Rameir. Who does Rameir say? The Amar Meiser Rishon Asher Lazarim. Rameir has an astounding Shita. Rameir is of the opinion that Meiser Rishon is Asher to a Zar. Now the truth is we had Rav Meir Shita earlier on Daf Ayin Dalet. Rav Meir is of the opinion that a Zar cannot eat Meiser. So the our Tana, the our Mishnah has to be going like Shitas Rabbi Meir. The Tanya we learned in a Braisa, Truma Lekoyin, Truma is given to a Koyin, or Meiser Rishon Lelevi. My solution is given to a Levi, Divrei Rav Meir. This is the opinion of Rav Meir. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Chuma look. Now, why does the Braisa have to say, Chuma is given to a Kohen? Of course, Chuma is given to a Kohen. So Rashi says it means it's given to a Kohen. My solution is given to a Levi. La Maisa, it says, Maiser goes to a Levi in the context of Chuma going to a Kohen. Just like Chuma, the eating it is like the giving it, just like you have to give it to a Kohen, it has to be eaten by a Kohen and not a Zar. Meiser, the same way you give it to a Levi, it has to be eaten by a Levi. Otherwise, if Rameir did not hold that only a Levi is allowed to eat Meiser, why does he teach Truma? Why does he say Truma la Kohen? Of course, no kidding, Truma goes to a Kohen. Truma la Maikatani. True, Meiser. It must be to teach that just like Truma, Dafka goes to a Kohen, Meiser only goes to a Levi. Now, the one thing it's saying, Truma l'Kohen, Meiser Rishon l'Levi, that just like Truma is given to a Kohen, Meiser Rishon is given to a Levi. As opposed to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that we're about to see that you could give Meiser to a Kohen. But the fact that it compares Truma to Meiser, it's saying just like Truma is given to a Kohen and eaten by a Kohen, Meiser is given to a Levi and eaten by a Levi. Says the Gemara, Meklal de'ika manda. Okay. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, matiroi l'Kohen. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah allows it to go to a Kohen. Says the Gemara, Matiroi, he allows it to go to a Kohen. Meklal de'ika manda asar. That implies there are those who asar Meiser to a Kohen. Does anybody asar Meiser to a Kohen? Kohanim are not Zorim. What it means is, Rav Elazar ben Azariah holds, you're allowed to give it to the Kohen. Ela ema noisnai af l'Kohen. You're allowed to give it to the Kohen. So we have machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Who do you give Meiser to? Rav Meir says you give it to a Levi. Rav Elazar ben Azariah says you could give it to a Kohen as well. However, one thing we see is Rav Meir is of the opinion that a Levi, Rav Meir is of the opinion that a Yisrael cannot eat Meiser. So our Tana in the Mishnah that says that a Bas Levi that marries a Yisrael, or a Bas Yisrael that is Muresas Levi, cannot eat Meiser because it's going like Shitas Rav Meir. My time of the Rav Meir. What's the reasoning of Rav Meir? Amar Rav Acha, Brei de Rava, Mishmei de Gemara, Rav Acha, the son of Rava, said in the name of a tradition that he had, this is what he accepted from his Rebbe and his Rebbe, from his Rebbe up to Rav Meir, who heard, they heard it from his name. So in other words, he's not saying, Rav Acha is not saying his own opinion, Rav Acha is saying a tradition that he had. The Pasuk says, Ki es masar b'nei Yisrael, the maaser of the b'nei Yisrael, asher yarimu l'ashem truma, that you lift up for Hashem a generous giving. So it compares maaser to truma. Ma truma asur lazarim, af maaser rishon asur lazarim. Frakti Gemara, well, if you're going to compare maaser to truma, then why don't we say, ima truma chayim l'misa v'chaymish, af maaser chayim l'misa v'chaymish. Why don't we say that just like Truma, if a Zar eats it, they're Chayiv Misa, and if they want to redeem it, and if they make use of it, they have to pay a fifth So why don't we say the same thing about Meiser? So to that, we say back, Amar Kra, Umeisu boi ki chaleluhu. He will die because he desecrated it. And the Pasuk says, V'yasav chamishisai alav. You will add a fifth upon it. And we darsh in these two psukim, Umeisu boi v'loi b'maser. You die for it, but not for eating Meiser. Alav, you pay a fifth upon it, v'loi al Meiser, and not al Meiser. Says the Gemara, the Rabbanan. What do the Rabbanan hold? The Rabbanan hold that a Zor is allowed to eat Meiser. So if the Rabbanan hold the Zor is allowed to eat Meiser, what do they do with the Pasuk? So they make a different comparison to Chuma. Rabbanan, ma Chuma toiveles af Meiser Rishon, nami toivel. Not that a Zor is not allowed to eat Meiser, but they learn out that just like truma, before you're mafresh it, you're chayv misa for eating the tevel, so maiser rishon also, it's tevel. Produce before you separate maiser is tevel, even though there's no misa. Excuse me. Even though eating maiser does not have misa, before you separate maiser from produce, it's tevel, and if you eat the tevel, there is misa. In other words, in the world of the Rabbanan, it's not to say a Zar can't eat Meiser. In the world of the Rabbanan, a Zar could eat Meiser. The Rabbanan hold the comparison to Truma is just like Truma. Before you separate the Truma from the produce is Tevel, and if you eat it, you're Chayv Misa. So too, before you separate the Meiser from produce, it is Tevel, and if you eat it, you're Chayv Misa. Okay. Ukidatanya, like we learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Yosi Oimer, Yachal lo yehechayv ela al tevel shaloi hura mimenu kol ikar. I would think you're only chayv misa for tevel that no chuma was taken. But hura mimenu chuma gedola, what if chuma gedola was taken? V'loi hura mimenu maserishoin. And you didn't separate maserishoin. Or maserishoin, you separated maserishoin, v'loi maser sheni. Or you separated all of the above, afilu maser ani, but you didn't separate maser ani, minayin. How do you know that's tevel? Talmud loymar, loy suchal le'achol b'sharecha. It says you cannot eat it in your gates. This is talking about produce that you did not separate the proper matanos. Ulahalan huaymar, and later on it says, on the third year, the achlu b'sharecha v'saveo, you will eat from it and be satiated. That's talking about ma'isar ani. Ma sha'arecha, omar lahalan ma'isar ani, just like the word sha'arecha, later on in the pasuk, v'achlu b'sharecha is referring to ma'isar ani. Av sha'arecha, omar kan, so too the sha'arecha that it talks about by tevel, ma'isar ani. It's saying you didn't take ma'isar ani, v'amrachmona, and the merciful one said, lo yisucha, you're not allowed to. So now again, this is all in Shitas Rabbanan. The Rabbanan hold that a Zor is allowed to eat Meiser. So what's the comparison between Chuma and Meiser? Just like by Chuma there's Tevel, by Meiser there's Tevel. And then we're bringing, like Rabbi Yossi holds, that there's Tevel by Meiser. The thing is that the Pasuk the Rabbanan learned it from is different than the Pasuk Rabbi Yossi gets it from. The Rabbanan learned it from the Pasuk on the fifth line, Kies Maser Bnei Yisrael Asher Yarimu Lashem Truma, that we compare Truma to Meiser. And Rabbi Yossi is learning it from Exer Shaval of Sha'arecha, Sha'arecha. Says the Gemara, V'ime Hasam, so why do I need both Limudim? If I have the Pasuk of Laisucha Lecha B'Sha'arecha, why do I need the Pasuk Kies Maser Bnei Yisrael Asher Yarimu Lashem Truma? Says Gemara, v'imei hasam, had it just been loisucha lecha b'sharecha, hava amina lalav, I would think it's only a lav to eat that tevel. Avo misa lo, but you're not chayiv misa. Kamash malon, the pasuk, ki es masar b'nei Yisrael asher yirim l'ashem truma, ma truma asur al-zare, ma, ma truma asur al-zarem, Af, no, I'm sorry. We, nami toivel. I would ask, So just have the pasuk of Ki Esmas Rabnei Sasher Arim El Hashem Truma, which should teach me that they're chayiv misa for tevel, and then I don't need the pasuk Lo Yisucha Lecha B'Sharecha. So Tosu sort of asks this question. He says, had it just been for the first pasuk, I would only know that there's tevel for maser rishon. I wouldn't know there's tevel for maser ani. So then Tosu says, well, then maybe maser ani, there's no chiv misa for. And Tosu says, maybe enichanami. Or maybe we just compare it to the other tevels. Okay. Lishna Achrina, another version. Masarisha in the Tavel mid Rabbi Yossi Nafka. That we're asking a question. That why are we learning it from Kies Masar Bnei Yisrael Asher Yorim Ol Hashem? We know Tavel from Rabbi Yossi. That V'leisuch Alecha B'Sharecha. Says Gemara, Yimei Ahi Hava Mino Lelav. Avo Misaloi. Kam Ashmalan. Okay, so bottom line, friends, is that the way we're reading the Mishnah, the reason why a Bas Yisrael Mureses Levi cannot eat Maaser, the reason why the Mishnah says Lo Yisoicha B'Maaser is because a Bas Yisrael is a Zar, and a Zar cannot eat Maaser. Who says a Zar can't eat Maaser? The answer is because this is Shitas Rav Meir, that a Zar can't eat Maaser. We compare Maaser to Truma. So Gemara asks on that. But Mayu Kim to Rav Meir. What did you establish the Mishnah like Rav Meir? Ema Seifa. So let's say the Seifa. Bas Levi Me'urasas L'Kayin U'Bas Kayin L'Levi can eat Shuma and can eat Meiser. So Shuma I get, but Hacha Mai Zarosika. What Zaros is there by a Kayin? In other words, if it's a Bas Levi Mureses L'Kayin, she can't eat Maser? Either she's a Levi or a Kayin, but either one's allowed to eat Maser. Even according to a mayor, a Kayin could eat Maser, or a Kayhenes could eat Maser. So the Gemara says, you know what, you're right, maybe really it's not a mayor. And you know what it means, you can't eat Maaser? It means something else entirely. Amar Rav Sheshes, Ma eino oicheles diktani? It means, eino noisenes v'shus l'troim. That this arusa cannot give permission for someone to come along and take off truma. She can't give reshus to her shliach to be torim the ma, to take off truma of the aros, and to take off truma's maser. And if he does, it's like Torim Sholoi Bershus. If you remember the Gemara Bava Metzia, if your kid ever learned the Ilam Metzia, it's like in the first blot, there's a concept of taking off truma for someone without their permission. And basically, we only allow it if we know the homeowner would have allowed. So you need to get reshus from the owner to take off truma and maser. So the chiddush here that this Levi, this Bas Levi Li Yisrael, this Bas Yisrael Mureses Levi, what it means is she can't eat Shuma and she can't eat Maaser. Doesn't mean she can't eat Maaser. She's allowed to eat Maaser. It means she can't give Rishus to some Shliach to take off Maaser from her husband's estate. So this says the Gemara, well, that implies the reason she can't do it is because she's only an Arusa. But if she would have been a Nesua, she would have been able to. Meklal de Nesua Nisenes Lishus. That implies a Nesua could give permission. Says Gemara, in. You're right. She could have. Vatani Wilentin Abraisa. Vachaltem Oisai Bechom Akim. You could eat Shuma wherever you are. Atemu Vatechem. Limit al Nesua. Bas Yisrael. We see a woman who is fully wed. She's a daughter of an Israelite. She's married to a Kayin. She Nisenes Lishus Lichoim. She could give permission to be Tyreim. So the Torah equates his wife to him. That teaches a Bas Yisrael Nesua to a Levi that she could give someone rishus to take off ma'aser. Says Gemara, ato emer rishus letroim, ay eno el alecha. Is it that she could give rishus for someone else to take off ma'aser, or that she could eat ma'aser herself? Says the Gemara, no. The fact that I don't need a pasuk to say that she could eat ma'aser herself, because we know even an eishes kohen could eat truma. Amrid, truma chamura. Truma is much more chamur. That is, if a zar eats it, their chayv misa, oicheles, and a suah could eat it. Ma'aser hakal, a ma'aser which is much more lenient, like kol shekein. Ela limed al nesua bas Yisrael. This teaches us rather on a nesua bas Yisrael, shenoisenes rishus litroim, that she could give permission to take off truma. Now the Gemara offers another. So far the a way to read the Mishnah is it doesn't have to be Rameir. And what does the Braisa mean that a bas Yisrael Moresis Levi Loi Soicha Bamaser? It just means she can't give Rishus to someone else to take off Maaser. Mar Brei de Ravna Amar. Mar, the son of Ravna, said a different pshat in the Mishnah. So really, the Reish is talking about actual eating. And it's Rav Meir. And it's saying that the Bas Yisrael Moresis Levi can't eat Maaser like Shitas Rav Meir. And the Seifa, which is talking about a Bas Levi Lekoyin, a Bas Koyin Lelevi, regarding Maaser, you know what that means? That means, Loimar, it means, She'ein Cholkin La Maaser Bebeis HaGranois, that we don't give her Maaser in the silo, that when a woman comes by herself without her husband, when she's in Arusa, we don't give her Maaser unless her husband is with her. Now this is similar to a halacha, that when an arusa comes who's married to a kohen, we don't give her truma. In the threshing floor. Let's see what the Gemara means. Says the Gemara, ha nicha l'manda amar misham yichud. This makes sense according to the manda amar, that because of the Isser Yichud, we don't distribute Truma to a woman in the Goyren. So that makes sense. Here also, we do not give her the Maaser because of the possibility of Yichud. She's all alone in the field with the man. So according to the Manda Amar, that we don't give Truma to a woman, we won't give Maaser. El al mandar misham grusha, but according to the mandamra, we don't give eshes koyin truma because he might divorce her, and at that point she's not entitled to eat truma anymore. Therefore, we make sure that we only give the woman truma when the husband's there. This way, if they're divorced, she won't come to collect. So that gezera is not shayach by a bas levi because by a eshes levi. Basio Moresis Alevi, even if he were to divorce her, she could still eat Truma. She could still eat Maaser. Now, not in the middle case, but in the final case of Grusha Bas, says Gemara, Grusha Bas Levi Miloy Achla B'Maaser. Why should a Bas Levi that's Nesaris to a Kayin, should we not give her Maaser in the Goren? What are we worried about? He's going to divorce her. If he divorces her, she could still eat Maaser. She's a bas levi. Says the Gemara.
You can give Maaser to a woman? You can distribute Maaser to a levia?
According to a mayor, yeah. Why not? Yes. Only a czar can eat Maaser, but a levia could get Maaser. So, Ravna, Marbrei the Ravna wanted to read the Seifa that the reason why she doesn't get Maaser is because it doesn't mean she can't eat Maaser, it means we can't distribute it to her. If it's because of Yichud, we understand. But if it's because of Grusha, But why is that a reason for a Bas Levi? Even if he would divorce her, she could still get the Meiser. Says the Gemara, Ula Tameich, Grusha Bas Koyin, Milay Achla Bechuma. And according to you, why can you not give the daughter of a Koyin Chuma because of Grusha? Because even if he divorced her, a Bas Koyin, who was married to a Koyin, she should be able to get Truma in the silo. And don't tell me because what's going to happen if you divorce her, she'll still get because she's a Bas Koyin. Must be the reason why we don't give it to her. Ela Gezerah Mishum Gerusha Bas Yisrael. It's a Gezerah because of Gerusha Bas Yisrael. So if that's the case, the same thing could be said by a Bas Yisrael Mu'ureses Lelevi. In other words, the Gemara says, the Gemara had a kasha. L'man d'amar mishum Gerusha, Gerusha Bas Levi, she could eat Meiser. So the Gemara says to that, and according to you, Grusha Bas Koyin should be able to eat Truma. It's the only reason is because there's a Gzeir Rishom Grusha Bas Yisrael. That could apply to Bas Levi as well. Now the Gemara asks, if the reason for the Seifa is because we're afraid, if the reason with what the Seifa means of Loi Soichal, Loi B'Truma V'Loi B'Maiser is in Cholkin La Meiser Bebeis Hagranois. So why only if she's Mereses? Afilu Nesua Nami. Even if she's a Nesua, you shouldn't be able to give it to her because of the Chashash that either because of Yichud or because of Grusha. So you should not be able to give it to her even if she's a Nesua. So the Gemara says, no, you're right. Even if she would be a Nesua, we couldn't give it to her in the silo. The reason why it picked a case of an Arusa is Aidi the Reisha, says Gemara, Ella, Aidi the Tani Reisha, Mu'reses, since the Reisha taught Mu'reses, Tani Nami Seifa Mu'reses, the Seifa also teaches Mu'reses. Now, regarding actually eating in the Reisha, Abasi so Mu'reses L'Koyein, it's Davka Mu'reses. But in the Reisha, if it would be Nesua, Bas Yisrael, Nesua L'Kayin, she would be allowed to eat Truma. Or, in the middle case, in Rav Meir, Bas Nesua L'Levi, she would be allowed to eat Meiser. So since the Reisha was Davka Mu'reses, the Seifa said Mu'reses as well. But the truth is, in the Seifa's Chshash, namely of giving the woman Beveis HaGranois, that would apply even if she would be a Nesua. Okay, we'll pick it up tomorrow from the Tanur Rabbanan. And I wish everyone a wonderful night. Okay, Shkoyach everyone. Kol Tov. Be well.
Thank you.
Good night, good night. Dr. Phil, am I up to date in the Mishnah Berurah?
I saw you posted. I didn't have a chance to look.
I think so. I did two last night and one today. I think I'm good.
That was the Istanbul.
I hope it was great. Now
you've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.